time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It's Friday. Happy Friday, as Jill would say. Happy, happy Friday. Anyway, just a couple of quick notes before I get into the weather. Obviously, you know by now, Elk City's not having their cattle sale today. Western Oklahoma will not be having theirs Monday. There will be no sheep and goat sale at Hobart tomorrow, and there will not be a cattle sale at Hobart Wednesday, July 5th. So, anyway, just a little update on that, and they will not. I'm sorry. They're making me take off from the show. I don't want to, but, man, I got to follow orders. I won't have a show Monday or Tuesday. So, anyway, come back Wednesday, and we'll have so much information. We don't even have time to take a break on Wednesday. So, anyway, just a couple of little tidbits of information there. Currently, in Oklahoma, if you bring up your Mesonet app on your phone, it's and shows the air temperatures for the state, it's a little different today. The whole main part of Oklahoma is solid red, and the panhandle is like goldish yellow. Reason being, 94 degrees at Hollis, 86 degrees at Hobart, or I'm sorry, at Cheyenne, and 88 at Arnett, 87 at Slapout, and here we go, Beaver, 82, Hooker, 76, Boise City, 77. There is almost 20 degrees difference between Eric and Hollis and up there in the Panhandle. It's pretty cool up there. Nice. Looks like nice weather. So that stuff is easing our way, and that'll be great. Great. Let's take a look at the West Texas Mesonet and see what's happening out here in the eastern panhandle of Texas. 88 at Lipscomb, 87 at Miami, 91 at Wellington, 93 at Odell, and Childress, you're 93 degrees. I'll have more on your weather coming up. Today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour, and I'll have more on them also coming up. It looks like a pretty decent day out there compared to what the last 2 days have been. And the text line is wide open at 580-225-9697. Insects are crazy this year from the moisture, but we can deal with it. But I hear a lot of guys telling me that the aphids are eating them up alive, and just they're everywhere. There's bugs everywhere. The worms, army worms, have been all over my garden. I haven't seen any in my corn or milo or my feed. I haven't seen none of that going on yet. But there's lots of bugs this year. It's kind of a little different this year. Okay, let's see what happened, if I can find it. There it is. Let's see what happened overnight. In our farm belt, soybeans surged overnight. And talk about surging overnight. Y'all see what they did today. It's crazy, up 69. Soybean futures jumped in overnight trading amid extremely hot weather in parts of the U.S. Midwest and the Delta. Heat index values are forecast to top 110 today and tomorrow in several states, including parts of Kansas, eastern Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, and southern Illinois, including Indiana. According to the National Weather Service maps, about 89% of Iowa is seeing drought conditions as of June 27th, and up from 83% a week earlier and 32% 3 months ago, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. And we'll talk about what's happening in Oklahoma here in just a little bit. 93% of Illinois is suffering from a drought, up from 82%. Zero counties in the state were seeing drought 3 months ago. And Illinois is a big state, so that's a little different. The area of Kansas with drought also rose to 85% this week from 79, even though some of their 3 and 4 is down a little bit, but it's still pretty dry in Kansas. Little or no rain has fallen in parts of Kansas, Missouri, southern Iowa, and Illinois in the past 7 days. Still, gains are being capped on calls for rain in some areas that are extremely dry. Rains will expand into central and southeastern Midwest through Sunday. Precipitation is forecast for Wednesday and Thursday, again in the 11 to 15 day outlook, and will favor the central and southern Midwest. Parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, northeastern Iowa, Michigan, and Missouri will remain dry, according to the forecaster. Soybean futures for November delivery jumped 15 and 3/4 cents to $12.81 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $3 to $3.83.50 a short ton, while soybean oil gained 0.79 cents to $55.76 a pound. Corn futures for December delivery overnight rose 1 1/4 cents to $5.29 3/4 a bushel. Wheat for September delivery gained 4 pennies to $6.71 1/2 in Chicago, while Kansas City futures added 7 1/4 to $8.07 1/4. Real quick, like export sales of corn and wheat rose week to week, while bean sales declined. Corn sales as of June 22nd closed at 140,400 metric tons. That's up 36,000 tons the previous week. Total was still down 16% prior from the four-week average. Japan, they was one of the big buyers. Mexico, Taiwan, Jamaica, El Salvador, they were all pushing a lot. I guess Mexico's not paying no attention to this GMO deal they're still arguing about with each country still arguing with each other. Unnamed country canceled shipments of 87,000 tons. Colombia nixed cargoes of 14.5. Honduras canceled 6,300 tons. Wheat sales rose, which is awesome, 155,200 metric tons. That's up from 109,000 a week earlier. Japan doing us right here, being a good neighbor over there all the way across the ocean, took 78,400 metric tons. Mexico, being a nice neighbor also, 48,400. El Salvador took 15,000, and Ecuador took 5,000, and the Dominican Republic took 45. Soybean sales, meanwhile, dropped 50%. How about that? To 227,400 metric tons, and that's 28% down from the average. Mexico and Japan, Indonesia, and Taiwan were all big buyers in that deal. Okay, here we go with some weather in our farm belt. Heat warnings and advisories are in effect for much of the southeastern corn belt and delta as hot weather persists, according to the National Weather Service. Index values are forecast to reach as high as 116 degrees Fahrenheit in parts of Arkansas this afternoon and tomorrow. Take extra precautions if you work or spend time outdoor. And it was just, yesterday was just, and the day before, it was just ridiculous. Even in southern Illinois and Indiana, heat indexes are expected to range 105 to 110. Air quality alerts have been issued for much of Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana, and along with several states on the eastern seaboard due to the ongoing fires in Canada. Man, I just, every day in the report, they said that they burned themselves out eventually. And what I've been reading, that's what they have, what they call a wildfire season. And so I guess they'll all figure it out. One of these days it'll quit burning, either that or the wind will shift and head back the other direction. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County, from animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies. They are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. keep your farm and ranch running properly with all those items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They've been a High Pro dealer for well over 10 years now. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and yes, even New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas, on the east side there, they look forward to serving you with open arms. How about that? Anyway, I want to send an apology out from yesterday's show. And Josh Gamble, I'm sorry your dad is being a father today and making you pay for talking about him on the show yesterday. But I bet it'll be all right. He'll probably buy you some extra fireworks just for being a good one. Lori sent me a picture. Jeremiah had him toting around a 15-foot electric pole, what was left of it, and I'm sure he was making him carry it from one end of the field to the other and then piecing it back together when he got down there. But anyway, I'm sorry, Josh, but you did a really good job on the show yesterday. So big pat on the shoulder for you for standing up and just being yourself. How about that? Well, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, let's talk the current prices on grains and the cattle the in northern Oklahoma from all the sale barns up there was crazy the last couple days, and we want to talk about that. The market is not going down anytime soon, it does not look like. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I might introduce myself. I'm Clarence Robinson from Arapahoe, Oklahoma. Well, what I decided to do one day, I have my wife, she had a 2019 Rogue, and I wanted to update. And so I decided that I go over to Wendy's because that's the closest Nissan dealer in western Oklahoma. And I didn't want to have to go all the way to Oklahoma City. From there, it was all positive. So I went over there, and I met this girl, Cassie. I told her what I wanted to do, and she says, well, I've got a Rogue out here on the lot you might want to look at. I think you'll like it. And so I was wanting something that I could use GPS for traveling, you know. And well, this had it. Had it all built in already. Didn't have to do nothing but push a little button, and that was it. I saw like that. They gave me a heck of a trade-in. Didn't have to squabble with them or anything. They're very professional, very courteous, and upfront and honest. I decided that I go over to Wendy's. Now I'm the owner of a 2023 Rogue.
We will be an ag bank forever. There's just no way around it. Western Oklahoma, that's kind of a big deal around here. And we like to structure that stuff to where it fits your operation. You know, one size doesn't fit all. We're able to take what you need and have it fit you specifically. It helps guys with their cash flow. It gives them a little relief knowing they don't have to come up with a payment during the slow time of the year. They're not having to sell calves early to make a payment. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC, it was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field. Or you're on a construction site and your truck tire's flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. And sorry, I got a little, I don't know, probably allergies. Who knows? I got it going on. How's that? All right, let's see, who do I want to pick? I think we did Odell yesterday. Let's do Dozer today. How about that? Currently, right now, it's 93 degrees. Heat index is 95. Humidity is 39. Time to park those balers, gentlemen. Off to the side. Come back tonight. Dew point is 64. The winds are out of the south at 8 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 17 miles an hour. Month to date precipitation. Hopefully, you'll add to that number before July 1st. It's 4.45 inches. Looks like we got some storms rolling through tonight. There's a little half moon spot right here in western Oklahoma. I think part of Roger Mills and Beckham County is under that spell, which will be awesome. My corn said I need a drink, James, and the only way I can give it to him is from Mother Nature. 8-inch soil temperature, 80 degrees right now. And I hear there's some good-looking corn around from over there north of Eric all the way down by Binger and Fort Cobb and that area. Just some wonderful looking corn going on. So anyway, everybody's doing a good job on that. Okay, all right, let's check out. Let me update this. Get a quick overview on what the grains are doing right now. Corn's really the only thing in the red right now. And it's down 15 today. July's 565, September's 5 even. Soybeans are up 72 for July at 1555. And August 1442. Soybean meal for July 41660. August is 41050. Soybean oil, July 6486. And August is 6170. Pretty nice numbers there. Hard red winter wheat is up very nicely also. Up for July is up over 22. I think I looked at the cash markets in the elevators at around our area, and they're at 727 on cash. But you get up there in a panhandle and further north into Oklahoma, they're around 747 to 750. You never know. This stuff changes every 5 minutes, if not quicker. September is 802. Oats are up also at July 374, September 390. Cotton's even up today, both October and December, at 79 cents a pound. All right, look at these cattle. Look at it go. It's crazy. June 181.50 for live cattle. August 176.52. October 179.22. And this one got my attention. December live cattle 183.12. August feeder cattle. I ain't even going to do the hogs today. I'm going to do a few extra feeder. August feeder cattle $246.67. September $249.85. October $251.52, November $251.65, and looking even January of next year $249.95. That's your futures, yeah, on the feeders. Okay, let me find this report. Here we go. All right, up in the northwest part of Oklahoma, at a kind of average around there from the sale barns in that area, there's quite a few sold. In the last few days, over 2,000, over 2,500 actually at the three sale barns I looked at. I just got, compared to last week, feeder steers are $8 to $15 higher. Feeder calf, heifers are unevenly steady on a light test. Steer and heifer calves mostly steady. Demand was moderate. Quality was plain to average overall. Just to go through here, they had some 422 pounders, average 278 on steers, Some 600 pounders, 243 to 256, some 700 pounders, 233 to 238, and 800 pounders. 890s here brought 238 a pound. Some 960s brought 224 a pound. Check this out. Big number of over 1,000 pounders brought anywhere from 211 to 216.50, with 216.33 being the average. That's a pretty good paycheck for over 1,000 pound steers. Heifers were, 270s for some three weights, 250s, 256 was the highest I've seen on some four weight heifers, and then some five weights, 242.50 was the highest number I've seen. Some six weight heifers, 239.75. Pretty interesting is going on. Then somebody text this in to me. Let's check out what this said. Right here. This was out of Mitchell, South Dakota. And I've been there. I've been hunting there. I've been going pheasant hunting there. Okay, just let's see here. Some steers. Yep, on steers, it looks like all these were steers. They had some 1,032 weights. 227 per hundred weight, some 869 weights and 860 weights all in there were all in there around 245, some 856 weights, 269.50, some 987 weights brought 210. So let's get back over here. Oh, here's some heifers. Sorry, he sent me. I was reading it wrong. I wasn't looking in the right spot. Here's heifers, 859 weights, 216, some 9 weights, 207 even, some 898s, $1.96, and then some 828s brought 216. That's pretty good numbers if you ask me. So anyway, the market continues as I like it. Anyway, also had somebody text in, said, speaking of bugs, how do I keep the squash bugs off my squash and the grasshoppers off my okra? I tried the vinegar and the all-natural organic sprays. Maybe go with Seven's Dust. I mean, that's up to you. I had to put some Seven's Dust out on the pumpkins finally. I've been hand-picking the squash bugs off and smashing them. I just couldn't keep up with them. They were crazy on the pumpkins. They didn't bother the cantaloupe and watermelon, which caught me off guard. But I've been using some other stuff that I text to you on tomatoes and stuff like that. There's all kinds of things out there, but you gotta be you gotta be quick on the deal, because those bugs are bad. Army worms are all bad. When Jimmy Clark arrives at a red light in Elk City, the red light turns green. Out of fear, out of Jimmy Clark. You've been listening to too much of these Elk City and Western Oklahoma livestock reports that Drew puts out, because that's not true at all. I put the fear in nobody. So anyway, a lot of good things going on with the cattle market right now. And today is Friday, and I'm going to talk a little bit here and a little bit about some cost on barbecuing, cooking outdoors this year. I do like to do my cooking outdoors and like to do it with homegrown meat. And there's also the USDA is going to give out some more money to local processors. So we've got all kinds of stuff going on this Wheeler General Store Hour. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hypro. For Hypro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It's finally summer. Leg up like no other. It's Ram season, and the new 2023 Ram 1500 and 2500 will be able to push, pull, and tow your favorite toys. They're on the lot now at Cummins Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Weatherford. The best inventory, best service, and best savings on all new 2023 Ram trucks. Take the short drive to Cummins in Weatherford. Cummins Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Weatherford, just off 540 and Airport Road, and online at CumminsChrysler.com.
Gather the family and friends and join us for the 33rd annual Foss Lake Christmas in July Festival, July 7th and 8th. Activities begin at 1 on Friday when a variety of vendors will be ready to share their wares and their food with you. Some highlights include honoring our veterans and first responders at 6 o'clock Friday evening. From 8 to 11, the Dean Jackson Band will liven up the evening with a free concert. Saturday begins at 7 a.m. at the State Park Office with the Foss Fun Run Across the Dam. Disc Golfers Tournament starts at 8, with $800 added cash, and at 9:30, join the kayakers at Chinaberry for the trail ride, and 10:30 brings the Little Foss Lake King and Queen pageant. Begin registering at 11 for the Cornhole Tournament with $2,000 guaranteed payout. The evening ends with music-generated fireworks lighting up the sky. Enjoy jam-packed fun July 7th and 8th at Foss Lake Christmas in July Festival. Find a complete list of events on the web, FossLakeChristmasInJuly.com, or follow us on Facebook.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 23rd. 1,379 head were sold. Four head of steers at 236 brought 326. Three at 317 brought 330. Five at 368 brought 316. Seven at 390 brought 302. 12 at 433 brought 275. Four at 611 brought 233. Nine at 634 brought 227. Five head of heifers at 206 brought 306. Ten at 366 brought 266. Six at 478 brought 242. Eight at 495 brought 235. 15 at 550 brought 226. Three at 647. Brought 195, 7 at 1335, brought 143.85. Butcher cows were 60 to 120, butcher bulls brought 94 to 140. Bred cows were 760 to 1875, pairs brought 750 to 2650. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast. I'm going to go with, let's go with Beaver today. How about that? They're probably the coolest thing closest to the main part of Oklahoma right now. If it'll run up, there we go. Okay, currently at Beaver, it's 81 degrees. Feels like 84. Dew point 68. Humidity 65. The winds are out of the east at 6 miles an hour. Sunset tonight, 9:05 p.m. Tonight, 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 60% chance of thunderstorms. And they just updated it, and that was just way backwards. I guess they had a malfunction there. Let's start all over. Today, 20% chance of thunderstorms, 91 degrees. Tonight, 60% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 85 degrees. Sunday, 88, sunny. Monday, 90 and sunny. And then a 20% chance of thunderstorms Monday night. And then Independence Day, happy 4th of July, everybody. 94 degrees and mostly sunny. So it'll be a good day for cooking out up there. All right, where is my little? Oh, where is it at? I had my, disappeared. Okay, so I'm going to switch gears here. Here it is. All right, barbecuing this year. Cost of summer cookout is down slightly from the 10-year high. Celebrating the 4th of July with a cookout will cost significantly more than it did 2 years ago, although prices have fallen slightly from the record highs, and that doesn't even make sense, from the record highs last year. Families will pay $67.73 to host the Independence Day cookout with 10 family members. So that figures out to $6.77, if you didn't figure that out, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation Market Basket Survey. The $67.73 grocery bill is down 3% from last year, but still approximately 14% higher than prices were just 2 years ago. Last year set a record high since AFBF began to survey in 2013. The cookout favorites include cheeseburgers, chicken breast, pork chops, homemade potato salad, strawberries, ice cream, amongst other products. The slight downward direction in the cost of the cookout doesn't counter the dramatic increases we've seen over the past few years. Families are still feeling the pinch of high inflation, along with other factors keeping price. Don't assume farmers come out as winners from the higher prices at the grocery store either. They're price takers, not price makers. That's a good statement there. They're price takers, not price makers. Whose share of the retail food dollar is just 14%. So out of every dollar, the farmer only gets 14 cents. Farmers have to pay for fuel, fertilizer, and other expenses, which have all gone up. And we all know this if we're farming and ranching. The Market Basket Survey shows a year-to-year increase in the cost of hamburger buns, beef, and potato salad, while there are drops in the cost of chicken breast, lemonade, and cookies. The retail price for a package of 8 hamburger buns increased 17% to $2.26. Homemade potato salad will cost up to $3.44. That's homemade. That's not going in the store and buying it by the jug. Up 5%. The cost of 2 pounds of ground beef rose 4% to $11.54. And several factors, and you could switch that number up a little bit if you just remember to buy from a local producer. Get that a little bit cheaper, and you don't have to pay sales tax. Several factors influence the increase. Drought conditions have increased the cost of feed and reduced the number of available cattle for the summer grilling season, driving up beef prices. Higher potato prices can be attributed to poor weather, leading to a drop in production. And general inflation is driving up the price of processed foods like bread. Our survey found one exception to the increased price of processed foods. A package of cookies will cost 10% less than 2022. The price of chicken wings, breast, eggs have all reached record high prices last year, are both lower. This is good news, as the number of the bird flu cases have fallen, which has allowed chicken populations to recover. Lemonade is 16% less expensive. And what else is there? Lemonade. Yep. And it's at $3.73 due to the drop in cost of lemons. Although historically high, the cost of cookout breaks down to about $7 a person. When put in a global context, the Americans spend a smaller percentage of their income on food than any other country. How about that? So here's some individual prices to go over with you. 2 pounds of ground beef, $11.54. Chicken breast, 2 pounds, $8.14. 3 pounds of pork chops, $14.37. 1 pound of cheese, $3.53. Cheese is one of the very few products that has not changed one way or the other. Hamburger buns are up at $2.26. 2.5 pounds of homemade potato salad, $3.44. 32 ounces of pork and beans, $2.44. 16 ounce bag of potato chips, $4.53. 13 ounce package of chocolate chip cookies, $3.90. So me, I'd probably go with the chocolate chip cookies before I would with the bread. You know, a lot less gluten that way, being healthy. Half a gallon of ice cream, $5.29, up 3%. 2 pints of strawberries, $4.56, up 3%. And then, of course, your lemonade's down 16% because of cost of lemon. Not that. All right. I got one other thing on the, I wanted to, let's see if I can find it. Focus. There we go on the email. Okay. Here's a number for you. In the United States, 4th of July, I'm not kidding about this number. I even fact checked it. 373 million hamburgers will be consumed over the 4th of July holiday. That's about 1.1 burger per person. So there must be a lot more vegetarians and vegans out there than I think. Because I'm thinking 2 to 3 hamburgers per person. Anyway, 373 million hamburgers. That would be about 130 million pounds or 260,000 cull cows or bulls. So enjoy your burgers. Just a fun number for you. 130 million pounds a hamburger starting tomorrow through the 4th of July is going to be consumed. Keep it up, America. Beef, it's what's for dinner. All right, let's take a early break here, and we'll come back and talk about the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Also, if somebody's down there around Hobart, can you guys stop in there and see if they got some 224 ammo for Josh? I know he's in a bind. He needs some ammo because I haven't found any. So, anyway, might have to get him a set of reloading dies or something and some brass if we can find it. But, anyway, stop into Hobart Farm and Garden, see if they got some 224 bullets for him, ammo for him. He'd appreciate that. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had a incident this past December. Had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town, because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Your Hobart Farm and Garden, Hobart Farm and Garden, Long Ranger forecast. Mangum, 96 degrees right there at now. 99 is what it feels like. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 67, humidity is 39. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. Hopefully that changes in the next 24 hours. The winds are out of the south at 10 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 18. Sunset is at 8:55 today. Hot 98. Looks like you're going to make it there tonight. 50% chance of thunderstorms. 40% tomorrow in 91. 30% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow evening. Sunday, mostly sunny, 92. Monday, 94. Monday night, you have a slight chance of thunderstorms, only 10%. But hey, that's hope. Independence Day, it's got a red thermometer on it, so that means it's hot. No wind at 97 degrees down at Mangum, Oklahoma, capital of Greer County. Okay, let's see what we got going on here. Last year I mentioned it. Nobody went, bought anything, and brought it back. I'm going to start a little earlier this year on seeing if we can get somebody to go to Florida to the annual Southern Peanuts Growers Conference. It'll be the July 27th through 29th at Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort in Miramar Beach, Florida. Why wouldn't you peanut growers not go down there? Come on. The Florida Peanut Producers Association Executive Director Ken Barton told Southeast Ag Network Net's Randall Wiseman that there will be something at this event for every peanut farmer out there, and that includes the peanut farmers from Texas and Oklahoma. Let's see what he's got to say here. See if I get this to work.
Hoping that farmers from across the Southeast and other growing regions in the country will attend. We've got a very strong program lined up for the attendees and some fun time in there for the families and programs for our spouses, and actually bringing back an 18-hole golf tournament this year. So I think we've got something for all of our farmers out there.
I was going to say, at this event, there's a lot of chance to catch up with folks, but a lot of great information does get passed out to.
Yes, it's actually an educational event, but we see that we have to build some fun into it. Like, you know, starting with some of our programming, something that's really interesting to folks is non-food use for peanuts. You know, we continue to grow more and more peanuts, it seems like, and we've got to think outside the box and figure out different uses, just non-traditional uses for peanuts. And we've got a whole general session looking at that, and we've got some university officials from University of Georgia and ARS and USDA, so this should be a very interesting session there. And another thing that's top of mind that we've built a session around is precision agriculture. We got some research scientists from Auburn University, University of Florida, and University of Georgia that will be spearheading that session on precision agriculture. Should be very, very interesting and educational that farmers can take back to their farms and put to practical use.
Ken, I know you hope a lot of producers will attend, but we do want to remind them there's a date they need to remember, and Friday is the deadline to get pre-registered.
That is correct. June 30th is the last day for the early registration. You can register right on up to conference time. Matter of fact, you can register on site. Now, the price does go up, and sometimes you just have to, but that's fine. We encourage everybody to register early. You can go to the southernpeanutfarmers.org website and get all that registration information, as well as the conference schedule and all the details on the conference. Or you could call any of the state grower associations, Florida Peanut Producers, Georgia, Alabama, or Mississippi Grower Associations could provide you with that information.
Say somebody out there has never been to this event. You would really encourage them to go just to see what it's all about.
Sure would. It's such a great opportunity for those educational events to learn even the political side of it. We have a session that will have Congressman Austin Scott. He currently serves as the Vice Chairman of the House Committee on Agriculture and Chairman of the Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities. So that session should be very informative about what's going on with the Farm Bill coming up. So absolutely, there's something for every farmer out there that he can take back to his farm to find useful. So we encourage growers to attend and bring their families to enjoy the beautiful resort at Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort in Miramar Beach, Florida.
So, you peanut farmers around here in Oklahoma and Texas, you need to think outside the box also. You need to go to this. That's why he didn't mention Texas or Oklahoma, because you guys ain't going and participating. So you need to go down there, find out all that good stuff on precision peanut farming, those new combines, peanut threshers, whether they're self-propelled or pull-behind. I mean, come on. And then hopefully some of the wives were listening. They start poking their finger in their husband's side and say, hey, we need to go down to Florida and check out this peanut conference. And maybe there's some new equipment down there for the wives to purchase to make hauling peanuts and stuff a lot easier. I mean, I'm just throwing this out there. I hope I don't start any trouble, any spousal abuse or anything going on like that. But anyway, check it out. Somebody needs to go down there from Western Oklahoma and then come back and be on my show. I'd like to go down there, but I don't know if Blake and Gabe will let me off long enough to go to it. So anyway, you guys got to do it, because I'd really love to know what's going on with some of the precision peanut farming. It'd be cool. How about that? Anyway, let's see what else we got going on. A couple updates from the Texas Agriculture Law blog from Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. Just a few updates here. The EPA is to revise the WOTUS, rule by September 1st to comply with the Supreme Court's decision in the Sackett visit. EPA, it announced that it will issue a revised final WOTUS rule by September 1st in light of the U.S. Supreme Court decision. As you recall from this post, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled the significant nexus test will not, it's not the proper method to determine jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act. So anyway, they got to modify it. Also, lawsuit challenges registrations of Enlist One and Enlist Duo. The Center for Biological Diversity has filed a suit in federal court in Washington, D.C., challenging the EPA's registration for the Enlist One and the Enlist Duo from January of last year, which extended the registration for 7 additional years. The lawsuit claims that the EPA violated the FIFRA and the Endangered Species Act by allowing this extension on registration. So anyway, that's going on. And then also, what do we got? Here we go. The complaint filed challenging wood milk advertisement. I did say that right, wood milk. The Organization of Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has filed a complaint with the USDA claiming that a advertising campaign funded by checkoff dollars involving wood milk violates the U.S. commodity marketing laws by criticizing plant-based milks. And this is not from the NCBA. This is from the dairy farmers. The complaint seeks the USDA to retract and investigate the approval process for this campaign. And then I think that's all that's kind of going on legal-wise that we don't need to worry about right at the minute. But there'll be something happens that will go. All right. What else? I got this. Oh, crop report, Texas and Kansas real quick. Or, no, I'm sorry, Kansas and Oklahoma, Kansas and Texas. Let's just do Texas and Oklahoma. Okay, Oklahoma, it looks like winter wheat has reached about, from what I've seen from the Wheat Commission yesterday, around 65 to 70%, but it's winding down really fast. The weights in central Oklahoma were in the 55 to 60 pound per bushel weight. You know, drought hit a little bit harder in central Oklahoma than some areas, not all areas, but some areas, because the weights down in southern Oklahoma were pretty decent, and then moisture was pretty decent down there. Northern Oklahoma, the weights are pretty good, anywhere from 57 to 62, but the weeds are starting to become a very big issue. So anyway, with all these rains, and you know, it is July 4th. I remember when I worked at for the Pitzers over at Foss back in the 80s, I remember at least one harvest in the 80s that we watched fireworks from the wheat fields. So I just remember one. I don't remember us going every year through the 4th of July. So this is the late year. So anyway, it's winding down. I figure wheat harvest in Oklahoma, pretty much except in the Panhandle, will be pretty wrapped up by the end of next week for the most part. Corn, I talk about corn a lot because we actually have a lot more corn around here than you think. It's emerged 92%. It's actually down 4%. Silking is reached 19%, and that's up 4 points from normal. And the corn conditions are rated 70% good to excellent in Oklahoma. Sorghum, some people are still planting. Matter of fact, I seen a dust storm over there toward Delhi a while ago, and I was wondering if that wasn't what they were planting was Milo. It's reached 66%. It's down 8 points from the previous year and from normal. Soybeans, not a lot of soybeans around here, but it's reached 70%. Cotton planted, 91%, down 2 points from last year. Peanut conditions are rated 98% good to excellent and 2% fair. Last week's conditions were rated 98% good to excellent, 1% fair, and 1% poor. Hay, man, I don't even want to talk about hay. It's just a messed up year for some people, especially with alfalfa growers, but I see a lot of grass hay going down. Speaking of grass hay, I seen somewhere in here. Oh, here it is. I don't know how many bales these got. I'm sure it's big brown bales. Blue stem and Bermuda hay, fertilized and sprayed for weeds for sale. If you're interested, like I said, I don't know how many bales he's got. If you're needing some hay, here's the man to call. 580, or the person to call. I don't know if it's a man or not. 580-821-2838. 821-2838 if you're wanting to purchase any blue stem or Bermuda hay. How about that? So anyway, got that out of the way. Let's go back to the report. I want to do a little bit in Texas. Winter wheat harvest is 74% done, so it's down 5%. Corn silking is reached 67%. That's down 2% from last year. I don't know what the heat done to it, but I seen some beautiful corn down there along 287 between Vernon and headed toward Fort Worth. Cotton planted has reached 93%. They're about 2% ahead of us in Oklahoma. Sorghum is at 98%, and peanuts, here we go. Pagan reached 3%, down 2 percentage points from the previous year and even with the average. Peanut conditions rated 54% good to excellent, 39% fair, and 7% poor to very poor. Last week's conditions was 57% good to excellent, 34% fair, and 9% poor to very poor. So anyway, they're in Texas, the pasture and range conditions are 31% good to excellent, 26% fair, and 43% poor. Tell you what, if you hadn't seen it, I've seen it the last 2 days in that tight ground where some grass is up. Yeah, grass was looking really good about 3 days ago. These temperatures and this wind in the last 2 days has got her. You see some stuff going on. It ain't good stuff. Okay. Last thing before we quit the show, real quick, a brief over. I told you earlier about $115 million, the USDA awards $115 million to boost independent meat processors on Thursday. Yesterday, as part of the administration's initiative to increase independent meat processing capacity, the Agriculture Secretary, Mr. Vilsack, announced $38 million in grants to processors and $77 million to lenders to finance the start up and expansion of operation of independent processing facilities. The result will be a stronger food supply chain and more competition in the meat processing sector, said the administration. So cool. They keep bringing out money for these independent processors, and which is good. I hope they don't overdo it. But anyway, hey, we'll take it. It was announced yesterday, $38 million grant through the Meat and Poultry Processing Expansion Program, if you're interested. You guys have a wonderful 4th of July. Be safe. Don't be a Sean Wilson. And we'll see you guys next week. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
Toolbox, helping you get the job done. 96.5.